The following program carries an age restriction of 6 to 69.
You're listening to the PCJ Media Network. And whether it's the working week or indeed the weekend, this is...
Finally, Friday! Finally.
The Saturday Special.
Rollout Rally. Hello there and welcome to Finally Friday's Rollout Rally Part 2. I'm Neil Hendrickser, broadcasting to you from Cape Town in South Africa. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you along. Later on, I'll be looking back at the past week of the Football World Cup taking place here in South Africa. But otherwise, I'll be spinning some 90s sounds now at the beginning of the show and again towards the end. And some classic rock from the distant past, as it were, in between. In part two of the Rollout Rally, starting with this one by Better Than Ezra.
That's okay, that's
Better Than Ezra, opening today's show with that one from 1996, Long Lost, from the Friction Baby album. You're listening to Finally Friday's Rollout Rock Rally with me, Neil Hendrickser, coming to you online via pcjmedia.com or live365.com, and also on FM to Singapore via Gold 90.5 FM, and Japan via Radio Osaka. Indeed, this is the Rollout Rock Rally, so let's continue now with World Party, and this one by Radiohead.
Rows of houses are bearing down on me. I can't feel the hands touching me. Oh, this thing's a superstition. Oh, this thing's a one day swallow whole.
Better for the children, too.
90s sounds here on Finally Friday. Street Spirit by Radiohead and the one we just heard, World Parties, What Is Love All About. Now it's back to the 70s with two classic tracks, one from Pink Floyd from their Wish You Were Here album of 1975, and this one by Deep Purple. See if you remember it.
South Africa, I'm Neil Hendrikser, and this is BCJ Radio broadcasting to Singapore via Gold FM from Media Corp.
The great Pink Floyd, Dave Gilmour on guitar, Roger Waters on bass, Rick Wright on keyboards, and Nick Mason on drums. Have a Cigar from the Wish You Were Here album. And before that, Deep Purple, of course, Richie Blackmore, Ian Gillan and company, with the title track of their Fireball album of 1972. Now, as everyone knows, it's World Cup time here in South Africa. The competition now having entered its third week. And now we're down to the quarterfinal stage, the last eight teams after the completion of the first round. The round-robin competition, broken down into eight groups, which saw from Group A, Uruguay and Mexico advance to the second round. The first of the knockout stages, Argentina and South Korea from Group B, the USA and England from Group C. From Group D, Germany and Ghana. Group E, Holland, the Netherlands and Japan. And then from Group F, Paraguay and Slovakia. From Group G, the Brazilians and Portuguese qualified for the knockout phases. And from Group H, Spain and Chile. Biggest surprise exits from the tournament after the first round were the aged French team and the world champions. At least they were world champions, 2006 winners Italy, with an almost equally tired-looking trio of performances. And with the second round just completed a couple of days ago, we've now taken a two-day break before the start of the quarterfinals this weekend on Friday and Saturday. So by next week, it'll be just the final we await. But over last weekend and the earlier part of this week, the second round provided few surprises, except a few dodgy decisions by referees, again, and still. Now, last week I mentioned this problem, which has been raising its unwanted little head for many a World Cup now, and in fact the concept of the use of technology to decide, among other possibilities, undoubtedly the most important aspect of soccer, the missing or scoring of a goal. Time and again in this World Cup we have seen bad decisions result in shifts in the flow of a match at that particular time when these dodgy decisions were passed. And it's gotten so bad that there's even a conspiracy theory doing the rounds that world football body FIFA has contrived with the game's officialdom to purposely make decisions that go against certain smaller nations. And it was even alleged that FIFA want to keep the beautiful game as such in chosen, allegedly elite first world countries only. No solace that to England, who I'm sure would like to see themselves regarded as among the world's footballing elite, but it seems not so, according to those conspiracy theorists. I'll take a squeeze through those round two results and the upcoming quarterfinal matches in a few minutes, but first, let's take in some more music here on the Rollout Rock Rally with Mr. Zappa.
That Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. Said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't.
I could come in right then.
And so she wandered through the doorway just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps right past a fuming incense stencher
she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore.
She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breathing with water, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll was a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, that was very good. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past the fuming incense stencher, where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tyro, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
In Cape Town, South Africa, I'm Neil Hendrickson. This is BCJ Radio, broadcasting to Japan.
David Byron, Ken Hensley, Mick Box, Gary Thane, and Lee Kerslake. Uriah Heep with Tears in My Eyes from the Look at Yourself album. And the late professor of rock, Frank Zappa, from his Overnight Sensation album, Camarillo Brillo. This is Finally Friday, the Rollout Rally with me, Neil Hendrickse, here in Cape Town, South Africa. To contact me, mail finallyfriday@telkomsa.net. That's finallyfriday@telkomsa.net, which you can also do from the PCJ Media website at pcjmedia.com, from the Finally Friday show page of the website at www.pcjmedia.com/finally-friday. If you like, drop me a line. It will be great to hear from you. The previous Finally Friday shows, about the last 12 or so, are at the bottom of that show page. You can listen to any of them anytime simply by clicking on the relevant show. They're all dated with the date of first broadcast. Or you can find the shows at radioforall.net or by subscribing to iTunes. That Finally Friday show page address again is www.pcjmedia.com/finally-friday. Now, the World Cup, those second round matches, as I was saying earlier, didn't produce any real surprises. Uruguay, who've looked really good, beat Korea Republic or South Korea 2-1, which was the same scoreline in the Ghana victory over the USA, while Germany thrashed England 4-1, and Argentina easily beat Mexico 3-1. Those dodgy refereeing decisions I was talking about earlier coming in both those matches. I reckon it's pretty creepy that a world body such as FIFA, a really powerful sporting body if ever there was one, so very organized and efficient, should neglect one of the most basic of all footballing criteria, that being the scoring of goals. That will for sure be changed from 2014 in Brazil. I have no doubt of that. But again, this is little solace, of course, to diehard England fans who believe unquestionably that England would have beaten the Germans had the refereeing decision not gone against them. And then the Netherlands predictably beat Slovakia 2-1, and Brazil put pay to Chile's dreams of going further in the tournament with a 3-0 victory. And then a couple of days back now, on Tuesday, Spain beat Portugal 1-0, and Paraguay advanced to the last eight for the very first time at the expense of Japan, winning 5-3 on penalties after 2 hours of football failed to produce a goal. So, the last eight, the quarterfinals, about to take place here in South Africa at the 2010 Football World Cup. These are the fixtures for the quarterfinals, which take place this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Uruguay play Ghana in a fascinating affair between a resurgent South American ex-footballing powerhouse and an African team only now really emerging as a class world footballing act. Then the Germans and Argentina meet in a match which could easily have been the final. These two teams playing arguably the most devastating football for their opponents, that is, so far in the tournament. And like the Uruguay-Ghana clash, it's anyone's game this one too. And then the Netherlands versus Brazil, another real mouth-watering prospect that one. And Paraguay versus Spain. Next week, the semi-finals will be played, with the final taking place in Johannesburg next Sunday on the 11th of July. So lots of brilliant football to look forward to this coming week. Football fans, enjoy it. I know I'm going to. Yeah, now, Thunder and Morrissey.
He takes on whoever flew through. Well, it's the normal thing to do. Oh,
a big moment there, because I'm scared you got. Yes, what was it? Of course, when I was about 82, it was about 12 I turned down all the birds. We'll see all these lots.
Spring here.
fool. So many women, his head should be spinning. Oh, but no.
One fellow was in the copper's arms, wasn't it? And the other fellow had the gun, and he was free. And he shot him, but the other fellow was in the copper's arms.
Slurs the words. There's no need to be so known. Take life at five times your average speed, like I do. Until Jim feels the chill. Oh, where did all the time go? Once always in for the kill. Too cold, and he feels too old.
Oh, wasn't there, because I was skipping for a moment. It was, too. What was it about there? The first thing one is, I know how many boys there was, maybe it's 100. Of course, when I was going out, it was about 12 o'clock, I was going down all the clothes. You can see all these dogs, fire and rotten in the new place. And he was 50 there, and he was, no chance to stop. We had enough 50 now there. You know what a stupid little guy, don't look hard.
It was a queer
day.
It
was
thanks
I fell out of
our street.
The Saturday special.
Rollout. Rally.
Better for the children, too.
Same city all.
More music from the 90s. Thunder there with It Happened in This Town. And Morrissey, the one half of the Smiths, of course, with Spring Hill Jim. And to close the Finally Friday Rollout Rally today, this song by Blur.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time out to chill out here with me on Finally Friday. It'll be great to have your company again next week, no matter how you decide to listen to this, time hopping via podcast, via audio stream online, or on FM in Singapore or Japan. Join me next week for part three of the Finally Friday Rollout Rally. That website address again for Finally Friday shows to listen to anytime, www.pcjmedia.com/finally-friday. Because you're special, please take special care of yourself and have a really cool laid-back weekend and a chill-out peaceful week ahead. From me to you, in the words of Eddie Starts, peace, cheer, and joy. In Cape Town, South Africa, I'm Neil Hendrikse saying cheers.